This is WLVR News. A critical component to reducing the spread of COVID-19 is contact tracing. That's identifying infected people and those they may have exposed. Doing so requires voluntary cooperation of people diagnosed with coronavirus, which sometimes may be hard to come by. WLVR's Hayden Mittman recently spoke with Spotlight PA reporter Aneri Patani about the challenges of building public trust in the process.
Contact tracing is a decades-old public health tool. It's not a new thing with COVID-19. It's been used for HIV, for tuberculosis, and a whole host of other diseases. The idea is when someone tests positive, in this case for COVID-19, a health official would reach out to them and find out who they've been in close contact with recently. Then that health official would call those close contacts because these people may have contracted the virus from the infected individual and may not know it, right? They may not be showing symptoms. And so they could then pass along the virus to more people and cause the spread to grow exponentially.
So it sounds like this really is a crucial tool, but cooperation is voluntary. So what makes that so hard to come by? What makes it so hard to get that voluntary cooperation?
Right. As you said, this is really important work when we don't have a vaccine, when we don't have treatment for COVID-19. This is one of the key ways of reducing the spread of the disease without having, you know, community-wide shutdown orders. This is a more narrow way of identifying people who could spread the virus and asking them to quarantine. The problem is, you know, like you said, the process is entirely voluntary. And in speaking with contact tracers across the state, they're running into a lot of different obstacles. So some people don't want to share who they've come in contact with because they feel it's an invasion of privacy, or maybe they're worried they're going to be blamed for spreading the virus. So there's a concern about stigma. Other people are sometimes skeptical about the severity of COVID-19 altogether, sometimes asked to do with the messaging from the federal government level. And in some ways, contact tracing, like other parts of the pandemic, have become a political issue in some ways more than a public health issue. So there are some lawmakers who have raised concerns about government intervention with contact tracing, or the idea that technology and apps will be used to track individuals. Right now in Pennsylvania, that is not the case. The government is not using Bluetooth or GPS tracking technology. They are simply making phone calls. But there is a lot of misinformation and a lot of confusion around this topic. And then, of course, you hit the practical issues of some people can't quarantine, right? If they have to go to work and they are their sole wage earner, or they have to get groceries or medications from the pharmacy. So tracers are trying to work to help with that by, you know, providing letters to employers about why they should allow this person to quarantine. But it's certainly an imperfect process.
Some counties only have had about half of people infected with coronavirus have cooperated. Can you talk about some of the, you mentioned some of the hurdles. I was thinking, what about people with immigration? They might be worried that their immigration status could be affected by coming forward. Has that been an issue as well?
Yes, I actually spoke with a professor at Muhlenberg College who said that's a fear that she's heard about a lot. You know, people generally distrust the government and may worry that their information could be misused or shared. And it's not supposed to be in this case, right? Contact tracing information is protected medical private information. But I think for people who it's a large risk to take, they worry about sharing contacts or participating in this program could put their safety at risk. You know, in the Lehigh Valley, where there are a large number of immigrants, Lehigh Valley Health Network told me less than 50% of people who are infected have shared the contacts with them. So they've been having a really hard time reaching all those people who could be infected with the virus and may not know it.
Considering the hurdles, what has been successful? What have counties been able to do to shore up those numbers and get that cooperation that is needed?
So there's no one formula, I think, that, you know, if you follow this, suddenly the county is seeing success. But in some of the places I spoke with that are seeing, you know, higher response rates, closer to 80, 90% of calls returned, it has a lot to do with trust. So some of these places are hiring local residents to be volunteers or part-time employees to do this contact tracing work. Some places are contracting with local nonprofits. So for example, Berks County has contracted with a nonprofit in the county that has been doing HIV and STI services for years. And the idea is when they call, you know, a resident recognizes the name, they know that this place has been dealing with confidential information before, and they're more likely to participate. And it's that same idea when you hire local residents or volunteers, right? If I know that this is someone from my community who wants to help keep me safe, I think they're going to use my information well. And then I also, in turn, you know, want to help keep my community safe and therefore more likely to participate. So when it's more local, there's a sense of greater trust and a sense of helping keep one another safe from this virus.
That was Spotlight PA reporter Ineri Patani speaking with WLVR's Hayden Mittman. To learn more, visit spotlightpa.org.